So let's review. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, as the Mishnah lists examples of nidarm shel inu nefesh. Im erchatz v'm lo yerchatz. Nidarm regarding bathing. Im eskashet v'm lo yeskashet. Nidarm regarding adorning herself with facial makeup. Amr b'yetzi ein elu nidra inu nefesh. These are not considered inu nefesh. The Mishnah then continues to elaborate on the opinion of Rabbi Yisi, which we will learn on Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara elaborates that the Mishnah does not say koinim rechitza, that the neder was to abstain from bathing. Rather, the expression im erchatz indicates that we are referring to another neder which was made b'tanai, conditional on her bathing. As such, the Gemara now assumes that rechitza leka inu nefesh, refraining from bathing, is itself not inu nefesh, and therefore seeks to ascertain to what neder the Mishnah is referring. The Gemara rejects the obvious solution and explains that we cannot say that the Mishnah is speaking of a typical neder shel inu nefesh, such as koinim peris oilam alai, she forbids all produce im erchatz, conditional on her bathing, because loy terchatz v'loy tasrin peris oilam alah. She can simply not bathe and the peris will not become asur. And since abstaining from bathing is not inu nefesh, the neder does not necessarily cause affliction. The Gemara at this point reverses its position and resolves that brachitza ikri in the nefesh. Abstaining from bathing is a matter of inu nefesh. If so, our Mishnah could be referring to a neder of koinim anos brachitza laila oilam emerchatz. She forbids herself to bathe indefinitely, conditional on her bathing once. In this way, it's impossible for her to avoid inu nefesh either way. Terchatz mitzra hanos brachitza la. If she bathes, she's thereby becomes forbidden to bathe in the future. Loy terchatz isla nivla. Not bathing is itself an inu, and the Tanna Kamma holds brachitza ikur inu nefesh. However, Bnei disagrees and says of efshar de loy rochza v'lin v'loy chashina. She can refrain from bathing because Bnei disagrees with the entire premise of the Chachamim and holds brachitza leka inu nefesh. Abstaining from bathing is not considered inu. However, based on the wording of Bnei's statement in the Mishnah, the Gemara adjusts the case somewhat and suggests that the Tanai was Emerchatz Hayyim, if she bathes that day. Because Rabbi Yisi also agrees Brachitza Iker in a Nefesh, or it is certainly Dvarm Shebeinoy Lebeinah. Abstaining from bathing indefinitely is an Inoy. But Nibu the Chayyim Eloy Shema Inoy, refraining from bathing for one day is not considered Inoy. However, the Chacham disagree and maintain that even Nibu the Chayyim Shema Inoy. The Ran explains that the Mishnah did not use a simple case of Anos Brachitza Lai without a Tanai, but chose a case with a Tanai to teach that even though the neder does not forbid bathing immediately, but only after she fulfills the Tanai by bathing once, he can nevertheless be made for the neder immediately, since the neder will inevitably result in an inefsh. The Gemara now turns to the next case of the Mishnah, im loy erchatz. Here too the word im seems to indicate that a neder was made conditional on her not bathing. Clearly the case is not koinim anos rechitza alai im loy erchatz hayoyim, a neder not to bathe indefinitely if she does not bathe that day, similar to the previous case, because then she can simply bathe that day, avoiding the neder. David, the Gemara explains that we are not referring to a Tanai at all. Im lo erchatz actually means shvua shlo erchatz, she swore not to bathe. The next segment of the Mishnah is understood in the same way. Im eskashet refers to a neder where she said koinim hanoas kishur alai im eskashet, while im lo eskashet means shvua shlo eskashet. Although the Gemara said that refraining from bathing is a form of inui, the Brisa regarding Yom Kippur tells us, "Ein anush karus eloha oichel v'sheisa v'oisa malacha b'lvad." Only eating, drinking, and doing malacha are punishable by karus in Yom Kippur, because the pasuk says, "Te'anus nafshei seichem," you shall suffer affliction in Yom Kippur, and we interpret this as referring only to milsa de yada inu yahashda, afflictions such as not eating and drinking, which are immediately felt in Yom Kippur, as opposed to rechitza, lo yod de inu yahashta. Lack of bathing is a cumulative effect, and not felt that day. On the other hand, regarding nedarim, the pasuk says, la'anis nafash, and this encompasses milsa da asir leil de inu, any behavior that leads to inu, including rechitza. The Ran adds that the Gemara could also have explained that there is only karas on Yom Kippur for afflictions that involve ibud nefesh, possible loss of life, such as fasting. We have established that Rabbi Yisi holds brachitza leki inu nefesh. The Gemara challenges this from the following brisa: Ma'ayin shel b'nei ha'ir, residents of a city own a spring, and others who live further downstream share in its waters. Chayehen v'chayecherim, chayehen kaidmin l'chayecherim. If the water does not suffice for all of them, they may drink all the water, even if their neighbors need it for drinking as well. Similarly, they may keep the water lebehemtam v'chvisasan, to give their animals to drink at the loin of their clothing, before sharing it with the others who have the same needs. However, chayecherim v'chvisasan, chayecherim kaidmin l'chvisasan. They must allow the others to drink before they use it for their laundry. Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, "Kvisasan kedemis l'chayecher." Even their laundry takes precedence over others drinking. We see that Rabbi Yossi attaches supreme importance to laundry, to the extent that one's laundry takes precedence over another's drinking water. If so, abstaining from bathing one's body should certainly be considered inui. The Gemara answers in Kvisa limalele Rabbi Yossi. He indeed considers laundering a greater need than bathing. Although brachita leka inu nefesh, nevertheless, b'chvisa ikka inu nefesh. The Gemara explains, avavisa demani masla de shamamisa. Filth on one's clothing causes dementia, while avavisa de gufa masla de shechne v'chivi. Filth on the body only causes various skin ailments, which can be more readily healed. The Gemara later cites Rabbi Yossi's source to consider laundering an essential need. The pasuk says, the Levim were given the open spaces around their cities to use for their animals' belongings and to live in. The phrase ulchol chayasam must be referring to another unspecified need which is vital to life, namely chivisa. The Rosh explains that they would use the springs found in these areas for laundering.